Time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Lauren Miller. He is the marketing manager at USU Eastern. I've got a couple of big events coming up. If you've got a student or if you think you would be interested in going back to school, we've got an open house coming up on the 8th. But before that, we've got a True Blue Day that's for juniors and seniors in high school. And we're going to talk about those two things as well, because you know what? Sometimes a lot of questions need to be answered when you first start into going to college. You don't know if you're going to get aid. You don't know where you're going to live. You don't know what classes you should take. How do I get admitted even to USU Eastern? We're going to talk about all of that at these events, and that's why it's very important for people to make sure that if they've got questions, they plan on being there. Lauren, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks, Dave.
So let's talk for a moment about how are things going up at USU Eastern right now?
Oh, they're going great. A lot of good things happening with faculty receiving awards for their work and research. They're adding new programs in technical education, especially with aviation and tech ed stuff like manufacturing. We have beautiful campuses, well maintained, and we have also, it seems like we're growing as far as programming. We just added a biology degree that's in the process of helping students who want to get in the medical field have a kind of a path. I mean, that's something that we haven't had there since we merged with USU in 2010. And then also we have nationally ranked volleyball and soccer team, women's soccer team. We have events every week for students that seems like they have gone really well since, last year. A lot of things were kind of put on hold due to the pandemic. And so it seems like there's a lot of energy that's really going well. We have a lot of fun things in store, and there's things that I'm not sure that's happening yet, but will definitely be a positive impact for students, but also community can get involved as well.
And another great thing, while you were talking about sports, basketball season's right around the corner.
Yeah, I was told last week by a basketball coach that they're getting started with a hot and heavy schedule of, they play the number one ranked men's basketball team November 9th in the BDEC. It's not a preseason game. It's not an exhibition. They're starting off, and that's something that hasn't been here forever.
And that's exciting stuff, especially to have them back at it and back on campus. One thing that when we were talking about before we came on the air was it's very important to USU Eastern that the students that are here already in Carbon and Emory counties mm-hmm. have the option to stay here and get an education. And so the first event that we're going to talk about is your True Blue event that's coming up on the 29th, which is this Friday, and it's for juniors and seniors in high school.
Yeah.
So let's discuss that for just a moment.
Yeah. So every year, the USU Eastern admissions team, they do a great job with the ambassadors and Krista Hepworth and Cameron West. They put together kind of a Friday thing where you get a sneak peek and glance at what it's like to be at USU Eastern as a student, and it's really cool because they do theme days. This time the theme is kind of a Halloween thing because it is 2 days before Halloween, but there's a great opportunity to meet professors at this. There's a tour of campus. You get a free lunch and you get to eat Aggie ice cream. I mean, I'm biased maybe because I'm a graduate, but I think Aggie ice cream is the best. And they also give you kind of a good chance to have fun and meet potential new classmates that you might go to school next year.
Right. And this is also an opportunity to look over things and to learn things such as, how do I apply for admission? What do I do about financial aid? Those kinds of things. And that is, this day really is just for the students.
Yeah. It's a lot of fun. It's a great way to kind of break the ice with this campus. I know that college is a really big decision to make. A lot of people are weighing their options, but this is kind of an event that's more fun and more activities. They're going to have a spook alley because it's Halloween. And another thing is, USU Eastern, if you come to this event and another tour or a open house next month, they're going to give you a waiver to waive your application fee. And that's a $50 savings. So even if USU Eastern is already something you're considering, you've lived here or you've been to campus a couple of times, this is an activity-based kind of tour / event to get comfortable with the campus a little bit more, meet the people that could answer your questions, but also enjoy kind of a life, day in the life of a student.
And that's the great thing. Now, if anybody is interested in this, they get a hold of Cameron West, correct?
Yes.
The way to get a hold of him?
So you can email Cameron at cameron.west@usu.edu. You could also go to usu.edu/admissions website. There's a list of events and stuff like that. And also You can follow us on social media. There's some events and stuff like that going on, too.
Okay, and once again, like we said, this is really just for students. Now, if there are parents out there that have questions, that's what the open house on November 8th is as well. It's for parents and students, really.
Yeah, and parents could come to the True Blue Day event this Friday, but really, you know, I think that it's probably best, you know, the open house next month on November 8th is a great way for you to ask questions and possibly if you want to go back to school if you're a parent. I know there's a lot of resources and classes and stuff that USU Eastern offers for the working adults that have already passed the ages of, you know, 18 to 24 that are just looking to either improve their employment or possibly return to school and finish their degree. But yes, the November 8th open house is at 5:00 to 7:00. So you don't have to take off work to come. Like the True Blue Day is from 10 to 3. So you don't have to take off work. You don't have to worry about things because they'll be there from 5 to 7. Again, it's a great way to get those questions answered. Another thing that they're going to do at the open house is they're going to have people to talk about housing and also talk about dining, talk about scholarships and financial aid, but also they'll have professors there and department leaders to answer questions about academics, to help prepare for, you know, answer questions about, hey, how do I get into this English degree? Or how do I get into the welding program? How do I start my semesters off with the right classes? There'll be academic advisors. There'll be Aggie ice cream again. Like if you just want to learn about USU Eastern, grab a free Aggie ice cream. I mean, there's that as well. But also another thing is if you attend the open house, you get a waiver for your application fee. So when you want to apply, it's $50 normally to apply to applications. And so a lot of times when you apply for schools, those costs add up. But if you attend this event Friday or that open house on November 8th, you get a waiver to get your application fee.
And another great thing that you and I were talking about before we came on the air, if you have access and can get a hold of your transcripts and your test scores and things like that, you can actually apply for scholarships at this event, correct?
Yes, and they will award on the spot to those that qualify. You can leave with probably some swag, Aggie ice cream, and you'll leave with maybe a scholarship. And that might help settle the storm for a couple people that are seniors. You know, a lot going on with senior year. You try to enjoy it, and it kind of gives you peace of mind to have a plan. And so, yeah, you can earn a scholarship if you come and bring those materials, your ACT, SAT score, and your high school transcripts, if you can get them, and they can help you figure out how to apply. If you want to apply before attending the event, that might actually help as well. You can start the application at applynow.usu.edu, or if you want to learn about the requirements and about scholarships, you go to usu.edu/admission/scholarships. For this event, you could just show up, but if you want to register early, you could go to openhouses.usu.edu. And I know that there's a lot of things that you could do, but honestly, just come learn about the college life at USU Eastern. It'll be inside the Student Center multi-purpose room on campus. So it's in the Jennifer Levitt Student Center.
And once again, it's a great way if you are a junior or a senior or if you're just looking to go back to school to get all the information that you can. So once again, two events. One that's coming up this Friday, the 29th, from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Juniors and seniors in high school, that's a True Blue Day. If you're interested in kind of a campus tour, those kinds of things, get a hold of Cameron West, cameron.west@usu.edu. And then once again, on November 8th, it's an open house from 5 to 7 p.m. there in the Jennifer Levitt Student Center. You can just show up or you can register at Eventbrite as well, you were saying?
Yeah, you can go on Eventbrite and search USU Open House or go to openhouses.usu.edu and find the price of Open House. It's definitely a whirlwind of information about college, and this kind of helps settle the storm and help people be prepared and get ready for attending school.
Absolutely. It's very important information for you, and plus it can kind of make your life a little bit easier going forward. Lauren, thank you so much for coming in today. We really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you, Dave. We look forward to seeing people there and enjoying our campus. It's a really great time to be a student at USU Eastern. We want to see more students there.
All right. That's Lauren Miller, Marketing Manager for USU Eastern. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com. or listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM or 7:50 AM.